Hello and welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast. And following the victory over Ajax in Amsterdam on Wednesday evening, there is another outpouring of praise from almost all quarters of the media, and in particular for Asensio, and perhaps a thinly veiled message as well aimed in Isco's direction. One of the headlines earlier today: whoever wants to be in the starting 11, learn from Asensio. In other words, knuckle down, train hard, be ready, and avoid at all costs playing out your personal disappointments and vendettas to a headline-hungry media. Solari was quick to add his views on Asensio's performance. He said he did everything that he had to do today. I am particularly happy with his goal and his overall performance. He's only played 3 to 4 games since coming back from injury, and he's getting better with every game. He was asked as well, Solari, whether he thought overall it was a good or bad performance. He said, well, that is your opinion. We had to work hard for this result. We had to handle significant pressure and remain resilient at all times. A few questions posed in Sergio Ramos's direction as well after the yellow card in the 88th minute, which means he misses the return leg. Now, he was asked directly after the game, and he said, rather naively as well for a player of his standing and with the history, and we'll get onto that in a minute, he said, it would be a lie if I said I didn't do it knowingly. I had it in my mind. That's not to say that I underestimate the opponent or that I think the tie is won. Then, after some quiet reflection, came a retraction on social media. He said there, in a game there are many decisions that must be made within seconds. I did not go looking to get a yellow card. Now, if you cast your minds back to 2010-2011, there is a bit of previous history here. Now, Madrid were fined €100,000, Jose Mourinho €30,000, for messages given via Jerzy Dudek to Casillas to give to Alonso and Ramos. They were playing Auxerre at the time. The tie looked comfortably won. They were on a yellow card. The message was, get a yellow card and you'll miss the return. You'll be ready for the quarterfinals. That is exactly what they did. And Ramos got a €20,000 fine, Alonso a €20,000 fine, Casillas 10, and Dudek 5. So, needless to say, UEFA will be looking at this situation very carefully indeed. Now, the Vinicius-Benzema partnership is flowing off-field as a friendship and continues to gather momentum on it as well. Ten Hag added his admiration to the growing fan club as well. He said he made it very clear that he is a great player in the making. And appearing in the editorials as well, some openly beginning to question whether or not Solari should remain in charge next season. It's been taken for granted by some that he will be replaced with a more established name, but there is now more appreciation of the successes that he's had in a season where he's taken a team in turmoil last October and steadied it and suddenly found a consistency that few thought they would see. And remember too that Zidane was hardly an established name when he took over as well. But whatever happens, Perez has already said that he does not want Solari to leave the club. Going back to the game in Amsterdam last night, last word on the disallowed goal this morning. UEFA did confirm it was for offside. Now, Sergio Ramos was interviewed after the game. He, remember, made his 600th appearance, and he was asked to give his view on VAR, and he said, I've said many times before, I am a great defender of the VAR system because it will make football fairer little by little. On making his 600th appearance for club, he said, there are so many memories, and hopefully there will be many more games to come in the future. Representing this club encourages you to continue with your work ethic, to work hard all the time, and I have done that since day one. I've taken nothing for granted. On Vinicius, he added, I ask you, don't put so much pressure on him. He said, it's happened in the past with other players like Asensio. The boy is a spectacular player, but he is still so very young. And on the Isco Marcelo situations, he said, the team is above all of us. Nobody is irreplaceable. The coach is the man in charge, and we must have the utmost respect for the decisions that he makes. One sentence from Thibaut Courtois seized upon after he was interviewed after match and was asked what he thought of Eden Hazard potentially coming to Madrid. It would be good, he said, but I can't say much more about it. That one sentence enough to convince some arrival is sealed for next season. Now, we mentioned Vinicius being of interest to the Brazilian national team, and he's already been watched. The coach Fabio and Matias Bacchi will be watching him training over the next few days, plus the game against Girona this Sunday. This is all with a view to him being added to the roster for the upcoming friendly games and potentially being in the squad for the Copa America. Remember, there will be no under-20 World Cup this year because Brazil did not qualified. Now, Madrid target Eder Militao continues to impress all who watch him in Portugal, as he was voted the best central defender in the Portuguese league for the fourth consecutive month. And whilst he has been on Madrid's wanted list for a significant part of the season, no deal has yet been agreed. Plenty of headlines surrounding Mauro Icardi, none of them very positive. He's made the news after he had the captaincy of Inter removed. Spalletti added it was Icardi's will not to travel with the rest of the team for the Europa League match with Rapid Vienna. There are some things surrounding the player that bother the team and indeed the club. And his agent wife, Wanda, was also in the news as well, being openly criticised by Icardi's sister. If he had a serious person behind him, she said, this would never have happened at all. The player's reaction, well, when the story broke, Marcelo Brozovic placed a like on social media next to the publication that broke with the headline, Inter as a new captain. Now, as for any impending arrival of Icardi to Madrid, it's said that Solari actually vetoed any attempt to sign him in the transfer window just gone, the view being that his squad were growing more together and his arrival would potentially upset a fragile balance. And you can also add to that the fact that Solari allegedly also warned Perez of the ramifications should Neymar arrive as well. Julian Lopetegui has opened up about his nightmare few months, firstly with the sacking from the Spanish national team and his short spell in charge of Real Madrid. We had a good start, he said. We've been playing very well, then three very bad weeks. You have to hope that you get the time to find the solution, but I simply didn't have the time. That is the best way to explain it. It was still a fantastic experience. I have great respect for Solari, and I love the players. They had a fantastic attitude with me, and I would never say a bad word about Madrid. An update on the Ezequiel Palacios situation, as Madrid's interest seems to have waned significantly, and it's really bad news for the player. He suffered a fracture of his right fibula, which is set to keep him out of action for up to 6 weeks. He's penciled in for a return on March 31st. Now, lots made of Sergio Ramos's big night, his 600th appearance for Real Madrid, his 119th in Champions League since his debut back in 2005. I wonder what his thoughts were. Remember, after that first match at the club, his debut was a loss to Celta Vigo at home. And then there was a red in the second game against Espanyol, and then another straight red card in his second Champions League game. That was against Olympiacos. But now he stands close to overtaking Gento and Hierro's appearance record of 601. Solari added a few comments about Ramos. He said, he is a fantastic character and his work ethic is incredible. He is tremendously competitive and that is why he's played this many games. His contribution has left a huge mark on the team's success over the last decade. I hope we can enjoy him for many more games to come. Now, Rodrigo is back from Brazil's dismal showing at the under-20 South American Championships, and he is straight back to work as he teams up with Sampaoli at Santos for the very first time. Sampaoli clearly relishing his arrival. He said, it's very good news for us. I hope he can win us many titles. He will also don a new shirt as well. He will be playing in the number 11 as opposed to the number 9. After PSG's success in Manchester, a view was that did anybody really notice the absence of Neymar? For some, it was no, and that Madrid should end any interest in acquiring a man with, as they say, more baggage than Louis Vuitton, and instead opt for the younger, cheaper potentially, and better option, Mbappe. It seems details are being finalised for Navas to leave this summer, despite the recent contract extension, which runs until 2021. He will be allowed to go, with Lunin returning and the promotion of the highly rated prospect Diego Altuve. Now, more left-backs are being linked with Real Madrid. Obviously, they still have Reguilón, Marcelo, Hakimi, of course, who was in action for Dortmund against Tottenham. He's wanted back as well. Alaba is or has been watched. And there is, of course, Ryan Sessegnon, the England under-21 international, currently at Fulham. Well, it appears you can add another one to that. The Betis Dominican Republic under-21 international, Junior Firpo, is the latest as well. He's come through the B team, debuted last season, made 30 appearances, scoring 5 goals, and he has a release fee of 50 million euro. Jovic is remaining a hot topic as well. In the news media, agreement in principle, it said, was already made for Jovic to go to Barcelona. However, on reflection, he appears now to think that his career stands a better chance at Real Madrid, where the competition for places where he wants to play is slightly less. And the fee, remember, around and about 50 million, which looks very good value for the 21-year-old, especially compared to Dybala at 100+, and indeed Icardi. It's the German press and media that's been getting tremendously excited about alleged offers being put to Frankfurt for Jovic, who scored 19 goals in all competitions this season. He's also about to conclude his second season in Frankfurt on loan from Benfica. They, remember, have the option to buy, which they will exercise at between 4 to 5 million euro and then sell on for 10 times plus that. Now, Marcelo's situation is well known, with a loss of form, injury and a question mark over his future. It's fair to say that this is the worst season that he's had since he signed from Fluminense back in 2006. So how has he been feeling of late? I'm happy, he said. I've found my confidence. I've had a difficult period this season, but I always kept working and helping my teammates. But now I feel good. I feel physically well, and I am back training hard as well. I'm not quite at my best level yet. I've had 3 injuries in 2 months. I have to play, though, in order to get back to where I was. Now, he was also questioned about the alleged issues with his weight. It's not news, he said, because it's all a lie. It would be impossible to play if I were 7 kilos overweight. But hey, they can publish what they like. It's fake news. It's football. I will always have a smile on my face. He was also asked about changing, potentially, his position on the field. No, he said. If I had, though, been asked to play anywhere, I would, of course, do it. How would he sum up Solari then? He said he is very direct. He is clear what he wants from you, and I know what my role is at the club. And what about the other rumours surrounding Juventus and potential move there? He said, I've seen the rumours. I do read the press. Juve are a spectacular team, but I'm in Madrid and that is where I'm staying. It has never, ever crossed my mind to want to leave Real Madrid. And what about his relationship with Vinicius? Well, first of all, he said, he simply doesn't stop laughing. I do try to help him out when we're out on the pitch together, but hey, he's only 18 years old. This guy already knows how to deal with the pressure. He is doing exceptionally well. Florentino Perez was also interviewed this week in France Football. One of the first questions he was asked was, are you going to buy a new number 9? The answer, we won't spend for spending's sake. The reality is we have the best number 9 in the world in Benzema. Asked for his views on Paris Saint-Germain, he said, it is a great and friendly club. Galifi has done an excellent job. On his own club, our goal every day is to be the best. The club must live up to its history. We play every game to win and we never give up. Lots of new interviews around this week. Vinicius appeared also in print, where we learned a little more about his life and his loves, in particular his love of tattoos, though he has reached a compromise, it said, with his father. He can only have a tattoo when he's achieved something at Madrid. Now, there's been plenty of press, media and celebration for Sergio Ramos reaching his milestone, but Benzema celebrated a considerable milestone in his career as well, as he began his 15th year competing in Champions League. He was just 17 years of age and 53 days when Paul Le Guen added him in the squad for Lyon's trip to Werder Bremen. He didn't play. His actual debut came a little later. He actually scored on his debut in a victory over Rosenborg. Just going back to Marcelo, Solari added comments about him on Tuesday. He said, listen, this guy's a big guy. He's the vice captain at this club and he is a figurehead of the club. He is training very well on his future. All he would say is he's a great player. We love him. Everybody at the club loves him. He smiles every day. He works well. And everybody is hoping he gets back to his best form. Now, Marcelo actually added in another interview when he was questioned about his potential future. He said, well, if a goodbye happens, it happens. They pay me, everything is fixed, but I have a great trust in me. I have a great trust in my work. But when the day comes and Madrid don't want me anymore, I'm going to be leaving. I will be sad, but I will leave. Well, that just about wraps it up then for today. Don't forget, you can catch up on all of the season's news so far on the website at realmadridpodcast.com. Or you can follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, to name just a few of the platforms the podcast is on. Or if you want to get in touch and leave comments, you can do that as well on Facebook or Twitter at Podcast Madrid. Hope you enjoy the weekend wherever you're watching your football, and we will be back with more on Monday. From me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye for now.